Terrence, I have another question about another Muslim, Dr. Ghani. He composed the song of the New Life.
Yeah.
In the original version of it, it says, "Let despair and disappointment ravage and destroy the garden of your life. You beautify it once again by the seedlings of contentment and self-sufficiency." Recently, within the last 5 years or so, there was a version of that prayer that said, "Let not despair and disappointment ravage."
No, it has to be.
This is the way.
This is the, yeah. Because others thought that it was a printer's devil or something, it not has been left out or something like that. But it is like that. Emphasis on contentment, total resignation. Yeah. Total resignation to the will of the Lord, whatever it be. That was the flavor of new life. Yeah. Adding the word not has just spoiled the whole thing.
The not was in Purdue's book.
Yeah.
Was it from a God man?
Could you repeat that? What
it's
supposed to be?
It's on stanza.
The way it's supposed to be is, "Let despair and disappointment ravage and destroy the garden of your life. You beautify it once again by the seedlings of contentment and self-sufficiency." This old version of it.
Is
it
a translation of the New Life song?
Yeah, the New Life.
One very interesting thing in this translation is that I suppose because the word Daman was not commonly known among the English language, his lovers who speak the English language, and they said, "Hold on to the hand of truth instead of hold on to the Daman." So if that's the translation, look how beautiful it is in any case.
That was the theme this year at Kelly Sahava. We printed up the New Life song, and we handed out the photo.
Yeah.
And we used the original.
Good.
Which came from, I think it was a 1949 bulletin that Audie had put out. A New Life song printed up.
Yeah.
Another interesting part about this song of the New Life is this verse, where it says, "There is no small or great now for us all. The questions of disciple, master, our godhood no longer arise. Brotherliness, our fellow feeling, is the link that exists, and this contributes to our present enjoyment of suffering." I've always thought it was interesting, that part about brotherliness being the link that exists in the new life.
Yeah.
And the questions of disciple and master are not relevant.
No. We were forbidden from speaking out also. You, Baba says, hold within your heart whatever you think about me or have feelings about me, but never speak out. Even in the public, you see, if somebody were to ask anybody, all that we had to say is, he's our elder brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a companion, head of the companions, yeah, like that.
Mm. Was that a title that you gave him to tell other people, or was that also your relationship with Baba during the
It was relationship also, because he became a companion. Yeah.
Did it feel different to you?
Yeah, different, of course, because at the time Baba would sweep the floors, Baba would draw water, Baba would help us in whatever little cooking that had to be done, and all these things were there.
One of the most delightful scenes of Baba coming over from the men's side, when there was a box to come and No, but what I wanted to say was, because this is a very big thing with me, this New Life song and all these things, big in the sense of feeling. In fact, I shy from it, the New Life song. I always have. But the point is, whatever we read now in the New Life song, words, or what Baba has laid down, remember, what we have received is seeds. We're really having words. These are words. But these seeds will blossom. These words will come to life. And when it comes to life, it means an experience. Till we have the experience, these words are seeds. He gives them, but we are not able to receive them. So it is not... But I tell you, in the New Life, just as a whole, when I read or heard about the song of the new life, it hit me. Like, suddenly, it was so awesome. It was like as I said before, like you're sailing on an ocean which is beautiful and calm, and it's still waters and blue, and you're looking around, and suddenly you look down over your boat, and you are able to see the depth of the ocean, the bottom, how deep that ocean is, and then you get a fright. What are you on? You're on to something where it's the depth of it is awesome. And since then, I couldn't deal with the new life song. Then, like, it hurt. I wouldn't sing it. What I'm trying to say is, it's much more than what we read. And this was only a glance. What I felt was just a glance. But when these words will come to life someday in our own experience, then they will, in everything that Baba has said, we really are just seeing them on paper, one-dimensional. But someday it will, because he has given them. They have to be fertile. They can never be infertile, because they're seeds from him, from his heart. But when he walked the new life, why did he say the new life will go on by itself, even when there is, live by itself, even when there is none to live it? Because he has lived it. He has walked the new life. And that's done. It's a complete, because perfection has done what imperfection can never do. So on our behalf, every act of his is from the perfect act has been done on behalf of the imperfect ones. So for us, everything will unfold, what he has given, what he has done, what is all done. It's not we who are going to do anything, but it will unfold, and we will live it. Another thing we felt in the new life was an amazing thing, was that, again, just a breath, just a whiff of freedom, what real freedom means. And not just because we were from home and we had no attachment and we were completely detached and we were only bound to Baba. And because remember, that life was a life of incredible binding to Baba, but definitely, you know. And in that, we felt this little breath of freedom. And I said to myself, my God, if this is just a breath of the freedom Baba talks about, no wonder the great ones were willing to do anything for it. This is freedom, not what we call freedom. We have such a distorted meaning of the word freedom to ourselves. We call license, liberty, freedom. We think if we are able to do what we like, if we do what we want, then it's freedom. But that's not so. And he binds himself for our freedom. He comes bound, as Babajan herself, Babajan herself said, quoted that person, that khud ba khud azad budi, khud giraftar amadi, being free, freedom itself, you bound yourself to come amidst the bound to freedom. So, but Baba never told us any of this. You know, Baba would appear the most natural, nothing was out, miraculous, and yet we saw so much, all this that was happening in the new life was very, very miraculous. But now, from Baba, he was only a companion. We were not to think of him as God, but my God, he was so much God in the new life. We have no idea.
We could see his divinity in that, but we couldn't express it. You know, have you read the Tales of New Life?
Yes.
They are not fables, I tell you. You know that I'm still alive to confirm that. Yeah, they're not fables. These things, everything has happened like that. Yeah. And the new life, people asked us the meaning of new life and all that. By the way, the song that has been written by Dr. Gani, as we call it, it is nothing but he has put in the poetic form in Hindi, Urdu, Hindustani language, is nothing but every line that you see or every couplet that you have is nothing but the translation of the points that he gave for the new life, the people who would want to join him in new life. His orders, they are all put there. Yeah. The song is composed of his orders. Yeah. How we should be, what should we do, and this and that. Whom should we take him to be, and all that sort of thing is there. And we did not know what new life really meant. Although we went out in new life with him, we simply knew that it was a life of beggary and helplessness and hopelessness and all that sort of thing. It was fine. We were young and we were with Baba and this and that.
That's
so it was real, as Mani says, that fragrance of freedom was there, which cannot be described. Really free from everything, you see. There was no destination. There was nothing fixed or anything of sort. Everything was there except this, the rules that were there. So, well, we would go from place to place, through villages and through cities and towns and here and there, on foot and in car and whatever it be, as you all have read in those books there. But people who afterwards, after Baba passed away, I still remember the first time I was confronted by the Sufi group, you see. What do you mean by new life? I said, what do I mean by new life? I don't know. New life was led like this, and it was a life of helplessness and hopelessness, and we had to go out begging. It was a life of gypsies and this and that. That is how it is so on the surface. It's all, it means that. And it was true. But what was within the depth? Pardon?
During that time, you also realized that you didn't have to speak to the you didn't have to tell Baba that he is all-knowing and he's all-loving. If you really leave it to him, he has to take care. And we realize that because we're not supposed to ask, not supposed to tell, not supposed to complain, not supposed to express any grievance. Not even a whiff of it, not even a breath of it. And yet, Baba, knowing that, I'll give you two instances. One of the New Life companions was Dr. Donkin, the English doctor, the one Westerner who really represented all. And one thing about him was, he said that if he went without eating anything for so many hours, his body would tremble inside. He would get all trembly. He would not see it, but he would get all trembly. But what would happen in the new life? He knew very well. He couldn't ask. He couldn't say, can I have something? No, this is the life of binding. So he said, after us to go and go and tell us, that at one point when they were trekking and walking across these miles and miles till Baba decided to camp somewhere, he began to get the shivers inside. Immediately, Baba came, took an orange from us. We were supposed to carry some things for any time when Baba wanted something to give to a passerby through Eraj or whatever. We were just carriers. So we had some little things, whatever he put in our satchel and said, carry. So he came back to us without a word, just took an orange, went and gave it straight to Don. And Don said it saved his life. He said, I didn't know how I could. Another thing, one of the ones who joined the new life was Dr. Ghani. Abdul Ghani Munsif, who was a wonderful person, such wit, such brain, he was such intelligence, even his head, the size of his head was bigger than usual. In fact, Baba's sign for him was big head. So he was very good at that. But physically, he didn't like to take exercise, he didn't like to take a walk, he didn't even like to take a bath. In fact, sometimes he was known, that's what we heard, known to go to bed with his shoes on because he didn't want to undo his shoelaces, that kind of thing. And this man, who disliked physical exercise of any kind, had accepted all the bindings, all the rules, all the conditions of the new life by, saying, I will join the signing. All those was yes. And he would have to walk miles and miles and miles. Can you imagine? So I still remember the one concession he got was that he could carry a walking stick. Now, walking stick is something you put in front of you to put yourself further, right? But after this number of miles that first day of walking that we did, we could see from a distance, because the women were always away, we could see from a distance they're going. And Dr. Gunny had his walking stick behind him and was pushing himself. He couldn't walk another step. And Baba was ahead. Suddenly, Baba turned around, walks to where Gunny is, picks up his stick, just that round end of it, holds it behind him and keeps walking. So Gunny was pulled along. They say he even kept his eyes closed. He just, Baba pulled him along. Because he'd given it for Baba. A person like Gunny agreed in the new life, accepting all the conditions, but he didn't have to say, he didn't have to tell, he didn't have to speak of it. Baba came. And then he pulled him along the rest of the way. So he said afterwards, I didn't walk.
In all those books about the new life, the stories of the new life, the conditions sound so harsh, but the joy of being with Baba, yes, and the freedom, it comes
through.
Give
us a million new lives.
It comes through in the stories.
Yeah. Which did you say was Mother's favorite story?
No, not hers. One of my favorites, yeah, is that story about when you were walking, yeah, and you refused a ride from a man.
That was very funny. You know, you see, the pride in a goodly thing is worse than any other kind of pride. I know it. But we were walking and walking and walking and walking. There was the caravan in front of us, and we women, and then the men were there, and we women were behind. And wherever we stopped, if we were asked where you're going, we were going on a pilgrimage. You know, that made it simple. And it's a fact, because with God, where else could it be but a pilgrimage? So it's a beautiful thing in the Hindu tradition that when we said that, some people would bow down to us so that their obeisance would be carried by us when we went to Banaras and we went to the holy places and things like that. So there was this man going in the cart. You know how a cart is. There's time still stands still in India, and when you're in the bullock cart thing. And he saw us walking, and he felt sorry for us. And he said, "Won't you sit down? You can sit down in that car." That's Meru and I were saying, no, thank you. We don't sit in that. So we have to go walk. We're going on a pilgrimage, and a walking pilgrimage. Oh, so he bowed to us. I mean, these holy women going walking in the pilgrimage. And just a few seconds after that, from far, Baba's clap comes and says, "Tell women to get into the caravan." Oh, wonderful. I mean, this was something. So we thought it was great fun. We got into the caravan, and Meru was, and I were both sitting by the window. You know, you've seen the caravan, and looking out, this was great fun. You know, this was great. Suddenly, when we passed by the same car, the same man, and before I could say, "Meru, duck!" I'd seen us. And I'd seen that look of utter reproach in his eyes. He thought we had cheated him. We said we only go walking, you know. And he sort of looked at us, "Oh, so that's it, is it? Such innocent looking girls, and they can do things like that." Oh, and then a few minutes later, Baba says, "Women, get down from the caravan."